la vista, baby.
Tuned in to the Pop Drones show, as you are every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a brand new one there by Veronica Falls. That track there was called Beachy Head. One of the very few tracks that we've actually played more than once. Played that one on here, I guess, sometime last year when the song popped up on the MySpace. Tend not to play a lot of MP3s on here, but the song was so good, I just had to share it with y'all. Anyways, it's finally been pressed to vinyl, and we can thank Captured Tracks, based way out in Brooklyn, New York City, for that one there. Lots of great new music here for you. New stuff by Flight, some stuff from Australia, a little spotlight on Permanent Records and Chicago, the Chicago scene. We got the B-side of the No UFOs cassette, played the A-side of that about a couple weeks back. Yeah, lots of great new vinyl for you. Some stuff from Silk Breeze. Right now we're going to get right back into it with a new one by the Dum Dum Girls. This is a new 7-inch on the Hell Yes Records label.
Yeah.
UnionEvents.com presents Stella Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine with Subhumans and Fuel Injected 45, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. Formerly of the Dead Kennedys, legendary musician, poet, and activist Stella Biafra returns to Vancouver with his new band, whose sound retains some of the spy music on meth chaos of the Dead Kennedys, while adding a healthy dose of Detroit-style proto-punk mixed with layers of sonic guitar noise. Door time is 7 p.m. That's Stella Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. For tickets and information, visit unionevents.com.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. Last track was Juan Waters, also in that band, The Beats, who have been a little quiet as of recently, but Juan Waters has made up for the quietness there with two cassettes of recordings done probably in the last couple of years here. Jam-packed full. In fact, this cassette I hold in my hand has over 27 songs, and the other one has about pretty close to the same, so pretty prolific songwriter there. Before that was the Doozer, new LP on the Silk Breeze record label. That song was called Up and Down, Fresh and Only's, with a 7-inch just issued on the Agitated Records label. The song's called Troubling Vision. And then Dum Dum Girls with Stiff Little Fingers. And for those of you interested in seeing the Dum Dum Girls and not wanting to have to pay money to see the Vampire Weekend as well, Dum Dum Girls will be playing at the Biltmore this weekend, coming Saturday, opening up for the Vaseline's, the recently reunited Vaseline's, who have a brand new album out. Haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure they'll be playing lots of that classic stuff. And yeah, you can get a gander at the Dum Dum Girls without having to fork over $50 or $60 to see Vampire Weekend. And then Veronica Falls from the UK, starting everything off today with Beachy Head, new 7-inch issued on the Captured Tracks label. Jumping right back into it here. This is Circle Pit with Beginning and the End.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. It was Black Math with Storefront, taken from a new LP put out by Permanent Records, based in Chicago, Illinois, and Circle Pit before that, all the way from Australia. New LP on the Silk Breeze label, Beginning and the End was the name of that track there. Right now we're going to get into the little noisier section of the show here. This is turning out to be one of my favorite records of the year, kind of nonstop play at the old homestead. This is another band from Australia here. This is Kitchen's Floor with Downed It.
We'll be right back.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love. Make it back
to the room you hide in. Still tuned in to Pop Drone's show. Double shot from a No Balls there. No Balls is basically one half of Brain Bombs. Brain Bombs having a bit of a resurgence recently, having pretty much their entire catalog, despite Genius and Brutality, still yet to come. Pretty much everything being put back on vinyl. Very limited runs, most of them selling out pretty damn quickly. Well, along with the Brain Bombs reissues, we got a lot of No Balls stuff coming out. New 7-inch issued via, I believe it's their own label, a few months back. And this new LP, fantastic stuff. The song we heard was called, taken from that, was called Less. And the LP was called Less. Sorry, but that last track we heard was actually taken from that 7-inch called Undeveloped. And before that, we heard yet again another great band from Australia, Zond, with Blue Haze, a brand new LP released on the RIP Society label. Pretty much the greatest label that has come out of that fine country, continent, whatever you want to call it, in the last, at least last few years, issuing that Kitchen's Floor LP that we heard earlier. And actually the first label to put out 7-inch by Circle Pit, who we also played earlier, though that LP that Circle Pit has out is on the Silt Breeze label. Anyways, before Zond, we heard Running from Chicago. Garbage Truck was the name of that song. And that's taken from a new cassette issued by Permanent Records. Right now, we're going to get into just a little touch of local stuff here. This track we're about to hear, this is taken from a brand new split LP between N213 and Reflections. We're going to hear a Reflections song here. There's no song titles here, so the best we're going to have to do is Untitled 3 for you here. And then actually right after that, we're going to play the entire B-side of this excellent jaw-dropping No UFOs cassette. Another local guy actually just played, I believe, his first show this past weekend here at Vivo alongside Secret Pyramid. Played on the show back a few months ago. And right alongside Corridors, came all the way down from New York City to play a little show here in Vancouver. Anyways, going to play the entire B-side of this No UFOs cassette entitled Soft Coast. And then right after that, you're going to hear a little snippet from N213 from the other side of the split with Reflections. Anyways, enough of me talking. This is Reflections Untitled 3 on Pop Drones.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. The last track you heard there, N213 with Untitled Number 7, taken from a split LP with Reflections, issued on the Needs More RAM label. Reflections starting that set off, and then the No UFOs side B of that Soft Coast cassette played in its entirety. For those that don't know, N213 and Reflections, better known as N213, is actually Nick, pretty much the lead singer from Shearing Pinks, also plays in the band Palm Poor, and has been doing this solo thing for quite some time. And then Reflections is Jesse Taylor, also the lead man in Twin Crystals, and has actually just recently joined Shearing Pinks as a full-time member, replacing the old longtime member, Aaron Ward, who has moved on, left the city. And Shearing Pinks ran as a two-piece for quite some time. But yeah, Jesse's been sprinkled in. Caught them playing the Astoria this last Sunday, opening up for the mighty AIDS Wolf from Montreal there, and sounding pretty good with the addition of Jesse. Much better with two guitarists, as I think Shearing Pinks has kind of always meant to be. Anyways, moving on here a bit, we got some nice kind of tropical drone-y stuff here. I believe both of these guys are from France. This is going to be a new one here from High Wolf, who actually runs his own label called Winged Sun. And he's just issued a cassette by La Amazon Ram Orchestra, which we're going to play right after that. So yes, some French tropical drone here for you right now. This is High Wolf with Prius.
Thank you. going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Getting ready to sign out here. Got about 10 minutes left on the Pop Drones show. We got Luke Meat and the Noise coming up next. Last track was La Amazon Orchestra with Equilibrium, a brand new cassette issued on the Wings Sun label run by High Wolf, France native, who has been pretty prolific in the last at least year or so, doing the Ibis Rouge LP, which is a collaborative effort with Neil Campbell, better known as Astral Social Club, and also played in Vibra Cathedral Orchestra. He's High Wolf also has a split LP with Annapurna Illusion to be coming out in the coming months on Group Tightener. And along with that, yes, running his own label, Winged Sun Records. You can check that out at wingedsunrecords.blogspot.com for some more info on that. And end things off here with a nice little noisy bit. It's been a while since we've delivered a blast of noise, so we're going to go with some steady favorites here. This is a new one by Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer. This is just a little excerpt from a self-released LP split with the band Griefer. So this is Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer. We will see you next week.
do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here at the almighty CITR. Luke Mead here as your host. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to be listening to some fairly lengthy pieces over the next hour and a half. Stuff that I've dug up. As always, we'll have something for the nurse list at the very end of the show. And today, we're going to be focusing on the first track we're going to be playing is some vintage, incredibly rare psychic TV. This comes from our good friend Brad Miller, who has an amazing blog entitled Because God Told Me to Do It. We're going to be listening to something by Psyche TV called Fondation Réalien, originally released in 1983. This was a limited edition of